You are listening to episode 009 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today we are interviewing Eileen. Eileen is the CEO of Lux Artistry Seattle, and her company does wonderful work with hair, brows, waxing, and lash extensions. Eileen has done keto since June 2018. Find out how she juggles doing keto with her busy schedule. Thank you for listening. Hey, hey, this is Jeff Crisologo.
And this is Heinz Tongafau.
And welcome to the Keto Island Boys. What's up, Oos?
What's up, man?
Not much. Hey, another week. We are in episode 009.
Nine. Yeah, man. Yeah, just trying to, hopefully we sound good. We got these new mics in.
Oh, that's right. We've upgraded from cell phone to these mics that we picked up on Amazon.
Yeah, so now this is the first time we're using a laptop. So we're just trying something new. So
hopefully you guys can hear us better. We had a lot of feedback about our sound quality. So we're learning slowly to upgrade our...
Yeah, we're trying to help you guys out. You know, like I said, if anybody wants to donate any type of equipment for us, I mean, we're willing to take those too. So
yeah, or have any tips for doing a great, successful sounding podcast? Yeah, hit us up, please.
Yeah, let us know because that might help us out a lot. So
how's your week? What's new?
Went by fast. Yeah, you know, fasted on So my parents were in town last weekend, and then they left me with some chocolate macadamia nuts.
Okay.
And then, so I killed two boxes on my own.
You
to
did?
To myself.
Oh.
100% of the two boxes of the, it was just regular macadamia nuts with chocolate.
You didn't share with anybody?
I didn't share with anybody at all. I just.
Greedy.
Yeah. I killed both of the boxes to myself on Sunday.
And, okay. Did you see the sugar or carb content on those?
It was actually, if I remember, yeah, it was like 20 grams of carbohydrates for like four chocolates. And I think there was like 15 chocolates in each box. Okay. So I had third. I mean, I definitely got out of ketosis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I had done Justin's challenge the weekend before where...
The Justin's challenge was to...
To go 2 weeks to go at least 1 weekend without cheating.
You hear that, Justin? 2 weeks. That was the competition.
Yeah. Yeah. And I swear I saw you eat a scone, by the way. But last year's fair. Anyways, so I did that. And I also, I basically got down to, I weighed myself the other day and I was actually down to 213. And I was so proud of myself. Took a picture and tweeted the picture out.
Oh, no.
It's not on Instagram, but it's on Twitter.
Hey,
I think
you gotta follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I was just. I think that was on Saturday that I weighed myself, and so I was like, "Damn, that's just going 2 weeks without cheating." And So it just happened to be there. I was like, I was like, "F it," and I just. I just kind of dug into those chocolates and then...
Is that all you cheated with?
That's it. Those two. Yeah. Well, I was like, okay, I'm just going to have this one box. And then like an hour later, I was like, there's only two boxes here. I am already probably out of ketosis. I might as well just make sure I'm out of ketosis and just enjoy this box. And so, and that was like at 2 a.m. Monday morning. So... But yeah, and then I didn't eat at all on Monday, and then broke my fast with a magnificent ribeye steak.
Oh yes! You posted that on Instagram. That was
So I love to break fast with ribeyes. So and I always have tons of blue cheese. So Safeway has this good blue cheese that they have there. It was good. It was hella bomb. So. And then had lots of pork rinds too. Like, yeah, Tuesdays are like, I just try to feast.
Oh, because you fast the Monday. Yeah, exactly. Of course, yeah.
I try to fast.
So, you do the 24 hour?
So it was, my calculations, so Sunday 2 a.m. and I didn't eat till Tuesday, like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. So that's what, 36 plus 6, 42. So like a 42 hour fast. Yeah.
Just water and coffee?
Yep. Water. And it's, what's funny is I didn't drink coffee that Monday. Yeah. So I kind of just did straight water. I didn't even do ACV. But
people listening right now probably like, 40 hours? That's a long time.
Yeah, you think about it, it is a long time. It is because, I mean, if you, especially if you're used to, you know, if you're not doing keto and you're listening and you're like, you're like, fuck that. There's no way I'm going to go 40 hours without eating.
I can do 12. Yeah.
I do it mostly that first day. I don't even do it for the weight loss. Yes, that's part of it, but I do it for the autophagy. We always talk about autophagy, and there's so many good things that happens to your body, to your gut bacteria. You know, you're giving your stomach a rest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your body uses a lot of energy to break down food. So when you're not breaking down food, it's like your body has energy to do other things. So, and then when we talk about autophagy, that's basically, you know, it's basically the easiest way to say it is just it's recycling of your cells to make your cells stronger. That's not how the science goes.
And it's generating new cells through autophagy.
Yeah, stronger cells. Stronger basically, cells, your strong cells eat up your weaker cells because it's going into crisis mode. So your body really needs to just conserve all its energy because it doesn't know the next time it's going to get food. So what's happening is, you know, you're having a lot of these cells reproduce or actually get stronger. And yeah, it's just a lot. I mean, I hear so many good things like anti-cancer effects, possibly. They haven't done enough research. And then just in research in general, there's not a lot of research that they've done on fasting, which makes sense because, you know, companies don't want to pay for research about people not eating their products.
Exactly. you know what I mean? Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's why I'm a big firm believer in fasting and doing these long fasts. So, which kind of brings up the other subject. But before we get into that, what about you, man? What's good with you?
So let's see. Yeah, I had two golf events this past weekend. Our work had one on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And that was pretty good. I went to another golf thing on Saturday as well. I had a friend in town from Vancouver, and we wanted some Korean food, and so we went up north to this area.
I saw that.
We have to go there.
It's bomb.
They have this steamed pork belly with fresh kimchi, and like you get
That's a dish.
It's a dish. It's like $30, but it's huge. It comes with the big portions of pork belly.
It's $30 for that dish?
It's like $27.99.
Wow, okay.
But I mean, there's like so much pork belly in there, and there was enough for three of us that ate there. We killed it. Yeah, we'll go. We should just go there to just have that. It was so good.
If anybody wants to come with us, we're about to go to this Korean place coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, this will be our first Keto Island Boys
field trip.
Field trip, food tour up north.
Food trip, tour.
Any of our listeners who live in Seattle, email us and let's meet up. It's down by Shoreline.
Oh, Shoreline area.
Shoreline
area. That's right by my hood. That's right by. I live right by there, so that's perfect. Did you get anything else?
Some of the panchans, the free dish items. They had some daikons and they had some little broccolis and bean sprouts. I only had a couple of bean sprouts anyways.
We don't know if that's keto friendly or not.
But I did have, you know, I did have like four sojus, which is their Korean vodka.
But soju's usually sweet though.
No, I looked up the content. There wasn't any calories in soju.
Well, okay.
Yeah. But I did have we had to chase it with beer. So I did have a height beer. So I was like, whatever. No big deal.
Is that how you say that? Height?
Height.
Yeah.
H-I-T-E.
It's not hite?
No.
Okay.
It's height.
Okay.
Yep. And then, did that. And then that was my weekend. But with Labor Day coming up, man, I'm going to be out of town tomorrow and I'm going to Vancouver. I'm doing a 2-day, 3-night hike.
That's gangster.
Yeah, three night, 2-day hike in Vancouver. It's going to be over like a 27 mile total mileage for this hike. Oh my gosh,
you're hiking a marathon.
And not, I mean, it's broken up in 3 days, right? So like, you know, 8 miles each day. So it's not that bad. Going to with a bunch of friends and now I'm thinking about how am I going to prep, you know, for that? What kind of food am I going to bring? And thinking about cooking some bacon or boiled eggs. You know, I know these food packs at REI have those instant meals where you can just add hot water.
Yeah.
And it has like eggs and bacon pouches.
Oh.
You just pour water and it cooks it automatically. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And do that.
Militaries have MREs.
Yes, it's exactly.
Meals ready to eat. Yeah. Where you, that's how you warm it up, right?
Yeah.
It's with the water. You add water and then it's like chemicals and like sulfur smelling stuff.
I mean, I was even
thinking. I used to love eating those as a kid.
I was even thinking I'm only getting rid of it for 3 days and I can save on a lot of weight just not eating anything. I was even thinking like, dude, I could just fast for 3 days while I hike.
I'll tell you, if I were to go on this trip, which I probably would never do because I don't really like to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But no, if I did have to like hike for 3 days, 100%, I would want to be as light as possible.
Yeah.
And I would only plan 3 meals.
Yeah.
Is my meals for whatever. And I would never eat before the hike.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's
what
I
do.
I would never eat. And like, as long as we still had places to hike, I wouldn't eat until we were done. And then, you know, just kind of like eat my hard-boiled eggs or like bacon already cooked. I would have lots of that. And then maybe, you know, some of the cheese crisps.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Well, that'll just,
yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And like, they're wondering like, how can you do that? Is that you're going to just be low on energy? And like, I'm like, you don't even know.
You never know. You might have more energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you'll be light on your feet. Yep. You know, like you'll get the autophagy effects of not, like, we're not fasting.
You're going to die. I mean, 3 days without food is not hard at all to do.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've only gone hiking once since I started keto, did a rattlesnake and did it the whole entire thing fasted.
You were fine.
All the way up and down. Yeah. And I was fine. I felt good, and I definitely grubbed after, but
and like I told you, I just did a 48-hour fast. I fasted 2 days, just water and coffee for 2 days, and I worked out twice hard. Dude, pretty hard.
That's crazy. You worked out twice
and it was fine. And it was fine. So
when you did those workouts, by the way, did you feel like you were on par with how you usually feel? Little less.
I felt the first day I found I was the same. Actually, both days I didn't feel like
tell the difference.
I couldn't even tell the difference. Exactly. I didn't feel sluggish or I didn't feel like, man, I need some energy. Like, you know, I could tell like during my workouts if I'm sloughing, you know.
Yeah.
But it was fine. And I didn't even get home like I need to eat like something huge. I just ate like a normal meal, you know.
Yeah.
And then I called it good for the night.
It's like, man, the industry, food industry has done a great job of convincing us that food gives us energy, which it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not right away.
Yeah.
Like when you have, like, I'm a firm believer of, you know, I always kind of repeat the same sayings week in and week out. Sugar is poison. I always talk about that.
Yeah.
But food also makes you tired.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't care. Even if you're eating keto food, if I eat any food, I'm ready to take a nap. Like, literally, like half an hour later, in, you know, so it's that's why I don't mind not eating lunch during the day and not eating breakfast because you know what? I like being hungry and being hungry keeps me awake. So,
I had my cousin, she hit me up. She's like, I cheated last Sunday. She has some Filipino dessert. And
what kind?
It's called buku pandan.
I've never heard of that one.
It's a really sweet Filipino dish. And anyways,
well, what's it? What is it like? Is it like pastry?
It's a pastry. Yeah, It has rice made on rice flour and sweet. Okay. It's just a lot of sugar stuff.
Hey, you guys! Hey, you Filipinos do make great desserts. So
she said that she had a headache. And she almost felt like puking afterwards. And she just, and then she was like, she was apologizing to her body for giving those kind of drugs to her body, because it was like probably one of her first cheat meals in a while, you know. So she
didn't know how long has she been on it, on keto?
For about a month and a half.
Oh wow, 6 weeks. Yeah. She went the whole 6 weeks and then kind of
But, you know, it surprises me for all the people that we've give advice to and people who were helping out, like how quickly they start doing intermittent fasting and like, you know, they're fine with it. I always think like it took me a while to start intermittent fasting when I started keto and I didn't know anything about it. And to hear people do it like within a month or so, I'm like, damn, I didn't start my intermittent until like 3 months, you know?
Yeah, I gained weight when I started keto.
You know?
So like I remember starting keto, I was like 243, and I remember checking like that next week, I was like 245, and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But, you know, thinking about it, I didn't do fasting either to start off with.
Yep.
And then I was also doing keto grande. So I was eating a lot of keto foods, breakfast, lunch, dinner, tons of keto food. So you're right. I didn't start doing keto. I didn't start fasting until maybe my third or fourth week at least. And I remember you guys saying, you don't even have to start fasting yet. Like we didn't start till our first month, but you're right. So many people I know just right out the gates.
I know. Yeah.
It's like, hey, if your body can handle it, if you're cool and your keto flu's not that bad, it literally is a faster way to kind of get into it. So,
and for people who are starting out, all of us talking about intermittent fasting, it is a natural progression for people who do keto. The reason why is because you feel full almost every day you eat, and you don't feel like eating the whole day. So why wouldn't you fast, right? Just it makes perfect sense. So
yeah, I mean, plus, you know, your insulin levels are lower. Yep. So it's like, you know, be careful if you're diabetic, you know, you don't want you don't want that to be too low or whatever. I'm always scared, you know, about giving out random advice. But, you know, we always go back to our disclaimer.
Yeah, we are not.
We are not any sort of medical professionals, doctors, nutritionists, dietitians. We are none of those things. So we're just going off what we do.
Yep, but they're just our experiences and kind of what has worked for us.
Yeah, exactly. And just kind of the random internet research that we do, you know. So, you know, everything that we could be saying could possibly be bullshit. But
and keto might not be for everyone.
Yeah. Man, we're just living these things out and just kind of talking about them. So like, you know, with the fasting and all that stuff. So, but I remember you saying that in the beginning, or I remember you saying that a lot before I even started doing keto about how you're just not as hungry. But man, understanding the hormone insulin is huge. It's like, understanding that when that insulin is present, you know, it's gonna, you know, it's looking for a way to give you energy. So, you know, that's why when we're talking about, like, a lot of people were talking about how food gives you energy. Well, it's the only way to get energy if you have insulin present is by utilizing that food. However, if your insulin levels are low, your body, it's like so smart. It'll connect over and it'll start using your body fat for energy.
And we have a lot of body fat. We've been storing body fat for years and it uses the body fat.
It feels like, finally accessing a lot of this. So that's all I think about when I'm fasting and like when I'm eating keto is like, I'm just trying to find a different way to access the energy that's already stored on our bodies.
Yep.
So if you feel like you're extra fat, that's nothing except for extra energy for you to use later. That's literally all it is. And the key is like with nutrition and like these articles that came out last week and the dietary guidelines given out by the government, these amazing commercials about how all this food makes you feel good. And then these terms like comfort food and eating three times a day.
We watched that film, that sugar film.
We're definitely going to have to break down that film one of these episodes. Yes. Yeah. If you have Amazon Prime, it's called That Sugar Film.
That Sugar Film,
And it's about this Australian guy. It's a few years old. It's like made in 2015.
Yeah. But
and he He basically goes 6 weeks by eating 40 teaspoons of sugar, a day.
But it's not just any sugar. It's like,
yeah, it's not
hidden sugar.
Yeah, it has to be in quote, healthy foods, unquote. It's in the so-called healthy foods group. Mm-hmm. So he can't eat candy or soda, or because he'll hit those 40 teaspoons hella fast. He has to do things like drink apple juice or orange juice or like granola bars or, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. And that have hella sugar and processed stuff. And but yet it's marketed as health food.
And you'll see his transformation of when he started to where he ended after, was it 60 days or
6 weeks?
6 weeks. Oh, yeah. Six weeks. It was an amazing transformation what happened to his body. They had a team of doctors and nutritionists follow him. And it's just amazing what sugar does to your body. And you don't even realize the damage that it does. And he just felt like shit.
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
You gotta check it out. We'll talk about it.
And if you don't have Amazon Prime, I was also able to find it on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
It does have, I think it's like English or not English, but Indian or like some sort of foreign language.
Subtitles
on there. So if that bothers you, then you're not going to want to watch that. But
free.
That's how I was able to, because I wanted to watch it on the big TV. So I did the ghetto version and just kind of watched that one. And it's good. Lots of great information in there.
Awesome. Yes. So, you know, I was just going to also mention that we also do now have a live Facebook group. We created a group, a keto group online. So if you guys want some more information, we'll put it on our notes. We're also going to create a keto page as well. We just got some information on how to create a page. So stay tuned for that. And we just want to thank everyone. You know, on Instagram, we've been getting a lot of love and a lot of comments and a lot of responses to the pictures and posts that we put on there. So
you should tell them what happened, how like what we thought we were doing. We thought, you know, to link the Instagram with the Facebook.
Oh
man, this is the thing about technology and social media and all these different social media platforms. Like me and Jeff have both been dreading making a Facebook page.
Yeah, we have. Both
just don't want to do it.
It's too much work.
But we realized, like, man, you can't just be absent on certain platforms like Facebook, like a huge
major platform. One.
Yeah. So it's like, all right. And so, like, you know, just kind of
not wanting to do it. If it wasn't for you updating Twitter, I don't know anything about Twitter. Yeah. I mean, I know how to follow, but I never tweet or retweet or, like, you know, whatever. Oh, yeah. So yeah, you've been really good on that. I think I update and comment and say responses to people on Instagram, and you know, that's my thing.
Yeah. So we're still new to the whole Facebook thing. We just realized that we didn't create a page yet, so we just created a group. And so it's like, oh man, how are we supposed to know this? Like, dude, I don't know. I'm so like I said, we're so out of it. We don't even have a Snap yet either, so we don't have a Snapchat yet. So it's like
that's easy to do. For as much as we used to Snapchat a whole lot,
that is true. So we might need to have to get back on that, especially if we're out eating at a restaurant. I just got to remember.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That maybe we should do.
I'll do that too. I'll do it. Hopefully, no one stole our Snapchat.
If somebody stole our Snapchat named Keto Island Boys. You're a dick.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
We have to put Island Boys with two Z's.
Yeah. In fact, we should probably grab that Snapchat name right now before we post this podcast on Friday.
So if you listen to this podcast right now, we already got you. We got the Snapchat already.
Yeah, totally.
Good.
Oh, so this weekend I will be going down to Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So yeah, you're going north.
Yeah.
I'm going south. I'll be in Oregon with the fam, you know, just kind of family getaway. No, you know, just enjoying the 3-day weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'll be with Cook.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be with Cook. So I was asking him. I don't think he plans on cheating, but I kind of want to go all out and kind of cheat this weekend. Yeah, and just have a.
I'm curious how Cook. We did an interview with Cook about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, like, dude, like a month ago.
It's been a month already?
Dude, that, yeah. He was episode three. He was our first interview.
Episode three, yes.
Yeah, we're on episode nine.
Yeah.
So, and I told him he needs to come back on again.
Yeah.
Just because he's lost weight since then. And just kind of talk about, you know, plateaus, like people plateauing and maybe people like... And like just the types of behaviors he has.
He was at 366 when he started. What do you think he's at now? And he ended at 287 at the time.
He's probably, he's hovering around 265 at least.
Damn.
At least.
Over 100 pounds, yeah.
At least. So he's at 265, probably, you know, you never know. So maybe down to 260. And it probably fluctuates with, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so I'll be with him.
You had a big plateau, too, this past week, right? Didn't you say that you did? Oh, your weight?
I mean, like I said, like I weighed myself. So I think it's crazy for me. It's been like clockwork every month. So I started March 1st, and then at the beginning of every month, when I check, it's literally exactly 5 pounds down from the month before. So from 243 to 238 to 233 to 228 to 223 to 218. And then I checked, like I said, it's not even the first yet. It's going to be the first on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Go Huskies. So it's going to be the first on Saturday. And then, I'm kind of curious to weigh myself to see if I'm at least 213, which I think I am. But and let's go back to what we always say. Weight is just one measurement.
Yeah, too, weight is one measurement.
My shit, my clothes is like, I'm already like contemplating, oh, crap, I need to go clothes shopping soon. So
that's the biggest thing that you can notice other than weight is how your clothes feel.
Yeah.
Really,
really wise.
That's nice.
So I plan on cheating and kind of going all out and just kind of eating all times of the day, no fasting. I kind of want to fast on Friday and then Friday just, you know,
go hard.
And then I was also thinking possibly by, fasting for Tuesday to Monday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, so like 7 day fast.
Hear that, folks? We are gonna be doing a 1 week following Heinz on his 7 day fast of just water and coffee.
Yeah, water, coffee, apple cider vinegar. Sparkling waters, Diet Cokes, or diet sodas in general.
You guys got to stay tuned. We might do Instagram TV or a Facebook Live on this thing here. We can do a snap every day. Just be like, hey, day one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm about to do it. Yeah. I need to set up that Snapchat account then so that I can go on there.
Yes.
And then
what do you think? How do you feel like you're going to do, or what kind of struggles?
I already know the struggle is going to be the weekend. So the weekend of the 7th, 8th, and 9th is going to be the weekend. And then I think I'm going to try to actually go to the Puyallup Fair on the 10th and break my fast at the Puyallup Fair.
Do you think breaking a fast with crap food is the best thing to do after 7 days?
So you know what, they say to drink bone broth to kind of ease your body back into eating food. So you know what I might do actually is that morning is have some bone broth like around 11 or 12
to prime your stomach.
And then just kind of like gently start eating stuff.
So MCT or
like MCT will probably be my next thing. Like have that around like 2 or 3.
I think that's good.
One or two, and then go to the fair after that. And then, I get off of work and then kind of go hard.
Yeah, because what I hear from long fast, if you kind of break it and just start putting this crap in right away, I mean, your stomach really just like, it went from being good to all of a sudden just bam, you just had all this like shit food. But priming it is what I hear is the best thing to do, which sounds like you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if that's enough priming though after a week. I don't know.
This would be a biohack, man. This is
That's what I'm doing these for, you know. So it's just to kind of see another biohack that I'm also contemplating on doing is
make sure you don't smoke during the 7 days.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. I mean, just to see what the effects will be like. I don't know. But it'll definitely, I mean, because you know what I've noticed too on long fast is you're not hungry the entire time.
Well, yeah, because you're not eating.
Without food, you would be hungry for 48 hours, but you're not. It comes and goes. So just kind of being able to understand, like being able to understand what's going on when that feeling comes and goes, and just being able to withstand, mm-hmm. you know, a time without having to eat food.
Yeah.
You know, those are the only battles I actually kind of look for, but I'm mentally prepared for them. So I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm not hungry. Or no, I am hungry. I'm super hungry. Let me just drink this coffee.
Yeah.
This black coffee with two drops of stevia. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Hey, this would be good. I am curious how you do. This is, man, even me being a year, I don't think I could do it, but hey.
I'm doing this for you guys just yes. to see if I could do it. And just because, like, let's just goes back to autophagy, how we were talking yeah. about earlier. Like, yeah. I just feel like it's just going to be one really good cleansing for my body and for, like, toxins and
yeah.
for, like, all the things that I have. It's just kind of just going to be real cleansing. One just week of just getting that out. And I feel like that might be something I plan on doing, like, twice a year. So, yeah. like, do it once, like, I'm kind
okay,
of doing
yeah,
it
yeah, yeah, yeah. September. I agree, yeah.
And then I'll probably maybe do it, like, around Easter or something, you know, like week of Easter. Just because, like, and that's kind of how I got the idea, you know. Mm-hmm. I got it from hearing some people that are on keto now. My boy Rhino. And okay. he was kind of telling me that he did a week of fasting. And I was like, oh, you did? So I'm just like, okay,
let me see. You did a week of fasting?
He said he's done a week of fasting. He did it already, not doing keto, not yeah, doing anything yeah, yeah, else, yeah, just, yeah. you know, straight up out the gate, like, you know, not going to eat for a while. So
make sure you weigh yourself before.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, oh, man, everyone, hashtag pray for Heinz.
This is great, man. Hey, I love biohacking and I love finding out what our bodies can do. And
yeah,
you know, just trying to
see. Hey, that's one way to help a stall for people.
Yeah, I think it's going to help. And I think it'll help me get under 200. And yeah. like I said, once I get under 200, I'm going to have some before and afters on Insta. And I'm going to have some, and I'm about to start working out. So. Like I said, and I was down to 213
yep.
last Saturday, so 13 yeah. pounds.
It'll go by just like that. I can get under 200, but it came fast.
So if it's yeah. possible, it's possible, you know. So, so yeah, I'm kind of excited for that. And nice. Then the other biohacking thing that I kind of had in my head was maybe doing like 1 or 2 weeks of just fast food. Like okay. that's it. Fast food keto, though. So
fast
just
food keto. Okay.
So you know, I only eat once a day anyway. So yeah. if I were to just my one meal was Jack in the Box that day or yeah. Wendy's yep. or then so be it, hmm. you know. So
hey,
so I'm just right, seeing another in the see if I could lose weight, you know, yeah. just with you know, because people always talk about like getting grass fed and like, you know, like you're doing keto wrong, and it's like, okay, but you know, not everybody's the same. Some people really like fast food, like myself. Mm-hmm. So
okay, yeah. Hey, there's so, people listening is, you know, there might be someone just like, you know, doing the same thing.
Yeah, so.
Cool. And I think now we can talk about our email that we just got. We've been getting some emails, and this is a really good email that we just got a couple days ago. Heinz, I'll let you take over this one here.
Oh, yeah. You want me to go ahead and read the email? Okay, so this, oh, I see why. This guy doesn't want to pronounce Saria's name. So, okay, so we got an email from Saria Twitele Leopanga.
Nice.
And
she's from Phoenix.
From Phoenix AZ, representing that Phoenix area. It's funny because me and Jeff was just mm-hmm. in Phoenix in November last year for
so much fun.
Thursday night 40th. Seahawks.
Yeah, it was my 40th. It's 40th
birthday. Yeah. It was just 40th birthday. Dude, that was such a great celebration. Man, there was like 15 of us rented a house. It was dope.
Yeah.
Great weather. Great people out there. Great food out there. So yeah, anyways. So we got this email from Saria.
Read it.
Yeah. She's I'll just read it off to you. Morning, guys. This is Saria Twitele Leopanga from Phoenix, Arizona. First, I want to say thank you for the podcast. It's awesome to listen to our people out there pushing for a healthier lifestyle. That's what I'm saying. Hey. I have a keto struggle that I wanted to ask your advice now. I've started keto mid-April and so far have lost 20 pounds.
Way to go, Saria.
Congratulations. Yeah, it's awesome. However, this month I have not lost anything and hit a plateau. Any tips? I eat twice a day, late morning and dinner time, with a snack sometimes a few hours or so after dinner. My meals usually consist of eggs, bacon or sausage, and avocado in the morning. And then usually a meat and veggie item dinner. So, or meat and veggie item for dinner. Mm-hmm. I do cheat once a week with a cheat meal, usually a sweet treat. Any ideas? Thank you both.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, yeah, thank you so much for the email. Sir, we love emails, you know? So, I think initially for me, I asked you, you know, what times are you basically fasting? And so it sounds like you have your first meal around 11 or 12, and then you have your last snack or meal around 7 or 8, which is good. That's actually a good 16-8 window. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's around the 16-8 window.
She doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah. So, which, you know, I feel like that helps with the weight loss, you know. So,
absolutely.
Not to say that you should start drinking coffee, although that's something that Jeff did, because Jeff used to not really drink coffee.
I never drank coffee, Surya, when I first started keto, but someone recommended it to me when I was starting out, and I've been doing it ever since for the past year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If coffee is just not for you, that's fine. Then there's other green tea is another great drink to have when you're on this too as well. And then also the other drink is, which is not my favorite, is the apple cider vinegar. That could probably actually help a lot too.
Big proponent of the apple cider vinegar, Surya. There's a lot of benefits, not only appetite suppressant, but there are just so many other benefits to apple cider vinegar. And we posted that on our Instagram too, if you want to take a look.
Helps your gut bacteria, helps out a lot of stuff that's going on inside you, especially if you've been accustomed to eating as much sugar and carbohydrates that we have.
She said she usually does chicken or ground beef for her dinner. And she's had some corn. And then your dish, what was that? Pisupo?
Oh, yeah. Pisupo, yeah.
Corned beef with cabbage, and she has corn in it.
Oh, okay. I know corn is bad, but what's... Okay, but then, yeah, that might be part of what's holding you back is that corn, though. So I would just not use the corn. Stay away from corn, peas, carrots, those three. They're high glycemic, so... just do the pisupo and corn, you know, because if you can eat pisupo without rice, if you can eat, that's the best combination.
Yeah.
But if you can eat it without rice, you can eat it without corn, because it's, you know, that's basically what I do. And I'm going to have a nice corned beef pisupo post on our Instagram, because I eat it so often. And that's my go-to. What? Bring in a can for dog. I wish I told you. Told me, man. I'm gonna bring. Okay, I'll have you try it next week, since I'm not eating next week. I'll have a can for you, and just you know, any kind of vegetables, you know. Yeah. But I like to use green beans. That's usually my favorite to go to. But broccoli has just been growing on me lately. Mm-hmm. And then, corn. Maybe add some, like, you know, cheese. Okay. And, you know, it might sound gross to people, but I add ranch too. So I'll make that and then add cheese to that and then add ranch to that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm all about the fats. I try to make it as fatty as possible, which corned beef itself is already a lot of fat. So.
Any other suggestions you have?
Yeah, so the ACV, I would also be contemplating, like, starting to eat your meal, like, I would cut back to 1. I would say try to have your first meal be at 1 p.m. That might make a huge difference, too. And then keep your last meal the same, like, 7 or 8, you know?
You can push it out longer.
If you can't push it out that longer, then maybe cut it off sooner. So, you know, if you still have to eat around 11 or 12, maybe have your last meal be like 5 or 6. So my thing is to try to, like, right now it looks like you're doing a 16-8. I challenge you to maybe do like an 18-6. So, you know, that's 6 hours of eating and then 18 hours of fasting. And then the other thing is you're also doing a cheat day once a week, you know,
which,
you know, for me, I felt like me bust through a plateau just from one weekend of not cheating.
Yep.
You know, and it felt like it did wonders for me. So
we're gonna give you the same 2-week challenge, Saria. If you can do 2 weeks of not cheating, maybe you'll push through your plateau and maybe you'll see a difference in your stall. I know that's helped out a lot. And we try once a week fast of 24 hours. If you can try that and see how you feel, and you kind of maybe not 24 hours the first time, like 20 hours, 22 hours, and then just increase it. That'll push out your stalls for sure.
Because the easiest way to do a 24-hour challenge is, it's a Tuesday night, you just had dinner, and just like mentally prepare yourself for, all right, okay, Wednesday when I wake up, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm going to go to work or do whatever, go to school, do what I need to do. And then the next time I'm going to eat is this tonight at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And see, just challenge yourself, maybe see how that works out, because that might help you through your plateau as well. So,
And then the last thing I would suggest that, it's optional. You don't have to, is if you're not doing any kind of exercises, maybe, a long walk after dinner, or, if you're able to do any kind of workouts at home or at the gym, maybe once a week or twice a week, or take the stairs instead of elevators, little things like that could help out with your stall as well. But it's all up to you on how you feel. But I firmly believe the exercise will help tremendous when you do keto. You don't even have to, but I'm saying that it would enhance it more on keto. So yeah, maybe try that if you haven't already tried. So
Saria, I just want to let you know, I do not suggest that because I do not work out. Do, like, for those of you that do work out, that's dope,
But you are going to work out.
Yeah, I mean, eventually I would like, it's weird. I feel it. Like, I feel excited to, kind of get out there and move around. Should, just because I feel it. I feel so much lighter. And
huge difference in, your hikes and walks. Yeah.
But yeah, I just I'm a firm believer at diet is very important. Is so much more important.
90%.
Right. So
everything, yeah.
So yeah, so if you get your diet right, man, everything else will come, So that's why I really don't like to promote working out, because I feel like, I don't want to talk shit, but I'm about to talk shit. But they have all these government things, when the Obamas were president, Michelle Obama had this big working out thing, and I always see these things about working out, and it's that's not helping the people. Heart disease. Disease is still number one. People working out is not helping the massive numbers of people that are, and it's not a fun thing for everybody to do, especially if you're overweight. So stop. For me, it's stop pushing people to do stuff that's kind of almost unrealistic at times to do, but when it comes to what you're shoving in your face, in your mouth, that's a little bit more effective way of getting people to sort of lose weight. So, but not to knock working out. I'm just saying that I feel like there's too many things there that emphasize working out when it's
she's at a stall point, So, I mean, people break stalls different ways.
Totally. Totally. What's funny is I just shout out to Tanya actually.
Work.
Tanya. Yeah. She had stalled from her, she had been losing weight. This is somebody that me and Jeff know, and she also listens to the podcast, so thank you. But she had been working out and had been losing weight and stalled.
Yeah.
And then she changed her diet to keto. And then she's lost 12 pounds in 10 days.
Yeah.
And nice. I was like, dude, that's, but I think her body,
what was her diet before? What was she doing?
Probably, the standard, government food pyramid diet. Who knows? Whole grains and, fruits and stuff like that. Nice. So, but now that she's gone keto, dude, she's lost so much. And so, do you have any other shout outs out there?
No, not any new shout outs other than everyone who's hit us up on Instagram, and all my cousins are still doing it and keeping strong.
All the 100 of Jeff's cousins that started doing keto since Jeff's been doing. That's awesome.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, yeah, man. I got a few shout-outs. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to my son. And also wanted to sort of rep his business real quick. So, Nadir Real Estate would like to thank our clients for their trust and welcome new clients to experience a rare level of service. We understand that buying or selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's a life-changing experience. We take great pride in the relationships we build and always work relentlessly on our clients' behalf to achieve their real estate goals. If you're looking to buy or sell in Western Washington, don't hesitate to reach out today for a free, no-obligation consultation with your trusted local expert. Schedule at nadirrealestate.com, NadirRealEstate.com, and you can phone or text at 206-407-4189. And then I also have some just other random, just from people talking about keto throughout the week. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my brother, Walter. We were talking about Dubai.
Walt!
I think he's starting to do keto now.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Walt let me and Jeff crash
in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Yeah, man, took us around, and man, thank you so much for that. And
that's right.
Yeah, and then man, just the hospitality that we got over there was dope. And shout out to Noha too for hosting us out there. So yeah. Shout out to my boy Steven. I've been taking pictures with the t-shirt with the Mamoy Pisupo Balsami t-shirt. And yeah, so we are trying to figure something out because we would like to sell those online to people. So we're looking to possibly get those up soon. Shout out to Andrea Cantonin. She said she was listening to our podcast. So we told you we were going to give you a shout out. You know,
I was to write these down.
That's I know. I just started this week. All people that need to give. Like, because people say they listen. I was like, I'm about to give you a shout out just for listening.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for listening. I know you miss our voices. She used to work with us.
Yep. Shout out to my mijo, Aaron Moreno, just because, he was listening too. But, so shout out. Thanks for listening, bro. Shout out to Dan Revisto just for listening. I saw the comment on Facebook. Appreciate it. Shout out to Ma Uso Mona in Vegas. He's not doing keto, but he made some jokes about being Samoan and keto. So I had to, you know, comment. And then next thing you know, I seen in the Anchor app, he had liked our podcast. So I was like, dude, that's tight. We're also thinking of a shout out to J.R. Cook too. He was actually brought up an acronym KFC for us. And maybe we can make a videos of this too. Call it the KFC Keto Food Corner. I was like, oh, dude, that's dope.
Crew? Is it Keto Fit Crew? Oh, Keto Food Corner?
Yeah, the Keto Food Corner. Food. Like, where we like try keto foods and like, you know, because we were trying Justin's Dill pork rinds. So those were off the hook. And those are most of the shout outs I kind of wanted to give out today just for all you listeners and people that not necessarily doing keto, but just for listening. That's dope. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And again, thanks everyone who has hit us up on text and emails and
Twitter, Instagram messages, Instagram comments, Facebook. Oh man, we just feel the love.
It's been great, and it's keeping us busy, and we are just so passionate and just love what we're doing and helping out people and just kind of just having a conversation about keto and all the things that it helped.
Yeah, and just this is the types of conversations me and Jeff have been having, so it's just now we're just recording it. It's just all this is just information. You know, there's nothing you have to sign up for. There's no memberships. It's literally you do what you got to do with your budget.
That's right.
And there's no excuse to why you couldn't do this, because, a lot of times carbohydrates are cheaper, but there's ways around, like, you don't have to say you don't have a Costco membership. I actually went to, I forgot to bring this up. I went shopping at a grocery outlet, which is like the most, it's one of the more lower level grocery stores to go to in the area, you know, with Safeway, QFC, Albertson. I spent $50 in there. I bought 3 cases of LaCroix. I bought some cheese. Mm-hmm. I bought peanut butter. I just, you know, just seeing what I could do in there. And I bought like frozen veggies. Dude, there's no excuse. Like, you could find a way to buy these things. Like, if you don't have the money to buy grass-fed beef or, you know what I mean? Or, you know. So, yeah, there's, you know, this, anybody can literally do this diet. It's just knowing how to shop and just knowing how to eat, you know. If you could do those things and they're conscious about what you're doing and they're conscious about your decisions and plan these things out, sky's the limit.
So, yeah, next we're going to be, you're going to listen to the interview that we did with Eileen. And there's a lot of great information there. And you're going to enjoy this episode segment here. So stay tuned. And again, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
Today's episode is sponsored by Karma Project. Want to earn an easy $5 and keep yourself safe at the same time? Well, there are 37 million vehicles across 19 manufacturers that have been recalled so far for having a deadly Takata airbag. 37 million. Now, do some good by alerting your friends and family about this recall and earn a $5 reward for checking your own vehicle. I checked mine. My vehicle was not part of the recall, but I was still able to cash in and get the $5 reward. Now, it's important to me that all of you out there are also checking to see whether or not you're safe. So it takes just a minute, and you could get a $5 reward for doing it. Now, check now at this address. This is the most important part. deadlyairbag.com/health. It's urgent. Do not put it off. Check now, once again, at deadlyairbag.com/health.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
So I think we caught you on your way to the gym.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you just get off work?
Kinda, yeah. Pretty much. I was getting lazy. I wasn't gonna go, and then I made myself.
So, welcome to the Keto Island Boys podcast. I know we've talked, and it's been hard to get you. You're so busy.
I am very busy. No one gets to talk to me.
Well, thank you for giving us this time. We really appreciate it. First off, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then, you know, like where you're from, maybe, and then just kind of like we'll kind of go into like how did you start doing keto?
Oh, okay. Well. I live in Kent. I travel a lot for work, and I'm super busy throughout the day. So I don't have a lot of time to do much or prep much or see people. Mm. And if I do, it's pretty quick. Gotcha. So with keto, I just kind of saw everybody being really successful, like you, Jeff, and... That's why I thought like it might be something that I could try, since I've pretty much tried everything before at least once.
What kind of stuff? Yeah, I'm curious.
I've done a program called Ideal Protein. I've also done like Herbalife. A lot of like shake stuff, like Shakeology, Beachbody, whatever. So it's been a lot of like non-food type of diets.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which one of those was the worst, and then which one of those worked the best?
The worst one is the one that worked the best.
Oh, okay. Oh man.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much not eating. It's all like packets and shakes and things like that. But it just wasn't So I lost the most weight off of that, obviously, because it's the lowest calorie amount of intake, but it wasn't sustainable. I obviously wasn't going to live that way, and I wasn't going to, you know, starve myself forever. But
was it expensive too to keep that up?
Yeah, I feel like all of them are expensive, and that was probably the most expensive one. It was maybe like 150 a week or something.
Damn.
Holy mackerel.
But it was convenient though, huh? Because all you had to do is pour in water and you're set,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's what worked for me during that time, while I was working a lot.
So now when you're doing keto, how do you balance your busy schedule? I know you're always on your feet, on the go, and you never have like a set schedule. So how do you balance your keto eating while you're at work?
Well, that's the thing that's like good, is like doing keto with fasting, intermittent fasting. My stuff is, all of my appointments are in the morning, so by the time that I'm done, I'm too about food while I'm working. So I'll usually be sipping on something like coffee, or drinking the nasty apple cider vinegar stuff. And I've actually been drinking the Meltdown. I don't know if you guys tried that, but it's like a energy drink. It's kind of like Bang.
Had our first Bang last week, actually. I had the
really
candy.
I really like Meltdown.
It's kind of, isn't it kind of sweet? Isn't it too sweet?
It's like there's peach mango.
Oh, okay.
I like that one. If I like put it with water and ice, then it's not too bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's tight. So what? So you said intermittent fasting. So what? When is your eating window?
I usually eat from like 1 to 7.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Or like 8 at the very least. Latest, if I like don't, if I'm like working late or something. Yeah. I usually have one break in between, so that's usually when I eat, and then I'll eat something like right before my window's done.
Gotcha.
And before you did keto, have you intermittent fasted before?
I never did.
You never did. Do you find it easier to intermittent fast on keto just because you kind of feel just full most of the time?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more flexibility with keto than the other diets that I've had. That ideal one that I was telling you about, like I stopped eating at like 4 or 5 o'clock. I wanted to die, so
I would too.
I'd literally just sleep early just so I wouldn't have to eat or accidentally eat something.
So were you doing sounds like you were kind of fasting on that one too then?
I don't think I really thought of it that way. I think I just stopped eating at a certain time and just made myself stop eating, and I didn't really like have a set time when I started in the morning, I guess.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. What is the hardest part about keto so far that when did you start doing keto again? I forgot.
Oh my god. July? Did I start July?
July?
Yeah, I think it was like maybe the last week of June.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was hard, and what's been hard? Like, is it just because your schedule has been hard and getting food kind of prepped to go, or what's the hardest part for you right now?
Being consistent because I travel so much.
Yeah,
I think that's the only thing. Like, I can be really, really good on keto. Like, I've done, you know, so many things in the past that keto is kind of easy, but
that's good
because you can eat food.
Yeah.
But it's just like when I go on vacation, it's not obviously the best places to go on vacation. And so no one else is on this keto diet. So it's not like everyone.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's the worst. But I heard that you have some people doing keto with you, so you got a little community with you.
Yeah, my sister and my sister and her husband, and then I always try to recruit people because misery loves company, and so when we go out to eat, then like everybody's on keto, you know.
Yeah, yes. I had dinner at a friend's house last night, and literally everybody there except for one person was keto, and they were like, "Where's the rice?"
They were like, it's so much easier.
It to is. Have
everybody suffer with you and not eat rice together.
Absolutely, it is. It is. It definitely helps to get a community going like that, and so which is, I mean, we kind of do the same thing. Like you're telling everybody. We just started a podcast to tell people we don't even know about this. So it's like, that's, you know, so how do you feel that you've been on it for a couple months now? How are you feeling? Like, how's the progress going?
I mean, when I stick to it, I'm really good about it and I'll lose weight and I'll like feel good, but it's the times where you like, just, I don't know, when you fall off, it really sucks because, like, it's a high-fat diet. So if you're eating high-fat stuff and then you eat carbs, then you're just being fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Yeah.
So when you... And I think also, too, I think because Eileen, she works out all the time. And I think you're, like, expending so many, like, calories and energy. I don't know if you're getting that much put back in. You know, maybe your energy levels, how your energy levels feel after you work out and stuff.
Oh, my energy levels are always fine. I'm actually really good. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't ever really have that problem. I'm just, if anything, I'm just tired from work or whatever on the weekends. But
gotcha.
Normally I'm like totally fine.
So when you fall off, like, do you fall off for like a day, a meal, a whole weekend, a whole week?
Usually a weekend. I feel like Mondays are always my saving grace to start over again.
you're just like Ryan's.
Yeah, like I plan my cheat days out. Like for example, this weekend is the Labor Day weekend, and I plan on pretty much cheating the majority of the weekend. But I usually do a super long fast after cheat days, so like I won't eat at least for 24 hours to at least for like 36 hours actually. So I'll cheat like Sunday and then I won't eat Monday at all, and then I'll wait till like I'll try to wait till dinner time Tuesday, but sometimes I'll have lunch on Tuesday for lunch. But I try to stay, because that's what I did yesterday. So I just waited till Tuesday dinner time and just had a massive, I just kind of go all out with the keto foods at that point.
Some people say that fasting, you can't take anything in that has calories, so even like coffee, so you can't take coffee because unless it's black and you don't have anything in it, because if you add stuff like heavy cream or sugar, then it's considered and
a breaking
that's fat. Actually a great point. So for that's me true. Yeah, so it is true. So what happens is you don't want to have a metabolic response. So there's two things that happen with fasting, right? We're doing fasting for the weight loss purposes, but there's also, you can also basically do fasting for like cell regeneration, right? So for the longest time, I know Jeff, when he first was doing it, he had a lot of MCT oil in his coffee. But so the thing with MCT oil is, yeah, you don't get the cell regeneration aspects of it, but you'll still get the weight loss benefits. Because basically, you can kind of look at MCT oil as being it's like exogenous ketones, basically. It's like kind of putting ketones straight into your body almost, you know. Don't quote me, but it's kind of like that. So you're still getting the weight loss benefits by at least just doing that. Now, the heavy whipping cream and that stuff – that stuff will just kind of keep you full, but you're not getting the weight loss or the, I mean, it's helping stay on the keto diet, but it's not as effective as the MCT oil, and you're not getting the regeneration of the cells. So that's why sometimes just doing a long fast, like a 24-hour to 36-hour fast, is just good, because it's like it says, it helps regenerate some of those cells in your body that, you know, that you're using. So
yeah, and for me I don't worry about that. I look at it like, if I'm doing I do a fast every day, and my window is I'll eat from 3 till 10, and I'll do the MCT. I'll put lime, you know, I'll put all that stuff with you know, it has calories in limes, it has calories in the MCT. That's fine. I've been doing that for the past year almost every day, so it didn't really affect me so much, and it didn't affect my weight loss, so I didn't really worry about the the calories in a fast. And I will occasionally, maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks, I'll do like a 24, you know, 30 something hour fast.
You literally
just
water.
You know, just water, and I just drink black coffee. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any calories in just straight mm-hmm. black coffee. Mm-hmm. And I would just do water and coffee for 24 hours, and it's fine. Everyone that I've talked to who has been doing keto for like a month or so, mm-hmm. they're able to fast like 24 hours, no problem. They've never done it before, but it's been so easy for them to do a straight 24 hours, just, you know, coffee and water, and they're fine on it. But, you know, coffee's not for everyone, so it might be hard on their stomach doing coffee. So like tea, or if you can just do just water, that's
so perfect. I follow this guy Thomas DeLauer on YouTube, and he has two or three videos just talking about things to drink while you're on a fast. So I like to mix it up, though. So and you kind of mentioned one of them, or three of them already. So like doing whenever you do an apple cider vinegar, that does not break your fast, you know, for the weight loss purposes. Mm-hmm. And it actually helps you, like if you drink that with minerals. So like if you drink it with you know, those spices that you have, Jeff, mm-hmm. what are like cayenne pepper,
yeah, the cayenne, ginger,
yeah. So if you drink, so whenever you drink it with that, the apple cider vinegar helps with that. But it also, it's a good way to kind of, it tastes gross to me too, and I'll usually drink it with lime or lemon. But it definitely helps subside my hunger, for sure.
Right.
For sure. And then there's sparkling waters.
Oh yeah.
So there's the gambit of like LaCroix to mm-hmm. You know, bubblies to all those, drink those. Coffee, you're right. So coffee with I'll usually add a couple drops of stevia, and then sometimes MCT oil too. But then sometimes I'll just have a Diet Coke, you know what I mean? So like something like that, just to change it up, just cuz if I'm bored, you know, just from, cuz sometimes I'll just drink that stuff all day, but especially if I'm doing a long fast, I'll just kind of mix it up with all those drinks throughout the day. You know what I mean? So, so, and then that usually helps me get through. And I'm, you know, a lot of times you're drinking a lot of liquid, so you're, you know, you're losing a lot of minerals, which is why it's good to have those minerals when you're drinking your ACV. And then that usually helps me, at least. So, and then the easiest way to do a 24 hour fast is, you know, say I would like wait till like maybe like dinner time, like, or whenever you can have a big meal, and then just wait the whole day. And then whatever time the last time you had that big meal, the next day, just have another meal at that same time. So that's usually the best way to kind of do that. So for me, it's usually dinner time. So like if I'll have a big meal at like 6 o'clock, then, you know, once I'm done, boom, go to, you know, after I do whatever I need to do, go to sleep, wake up, go to work, and then after that, try to have my big meal at 6 o'clock again. And it's usually the easiest way, and it's not too bad. So, hopefully some of those things can help you when you are doing your fasting. What's the longest fast you've had so far?
I don't know, maybe like 20 hours.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So 24 will probably, it's not really that, it probably won't be as bad then if you try to do it a couple times here and there. That might help you, you know.
Start.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what's your definition of keto? Do you want to explain to people listening to us what your definition of keto is?
Probably not, because I'm probably wrong.
No, everything you're saying sounds like you're doing it right.
You've been good. I mean, like, I know that we've been like texting, like, you know, like labels. Are you very conscious about like what kind of sugar or carbs that I know you were keeping macros before? You still do it, or you don't do it anymore?
That actually kept me on it since, like, you know, they say, well, if you eat the same thing every day, then you already know how much is in it. But which is not true, because then you embellish or you add a little bit here and you know, put a little something there, and then it changes it up like a lot, and so you're completely off of your ratio and percentages. Mm-hmm. So I definitely need to do that, and I know that's like the way to get back on it. A lot of people have told me to do like keto app, but I've been doing Carb Manager.
Keto
app. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are both good. Yeah. Do you have your percentages set at?
It's 75-25-5, right?
Gotcha. Okay. No, I mean, some people are different, you know. Some people try to have like 90, 10, and 0 or something like that, you know.
No, mine's like 75.55.
Yeah, okay. No, that's
what's your favorite fat or go to
fat? What's your favorite go to meal in general? Yeah.
My favorite go to meal is Wendy's Baconator.
Ooh. Try that.
So good.
Do they give you it in a big lettuce, or they cut up lettuce, or how
they put it in a lettuce wrap?
Nice.
Oh,
yeah, she totally.
We might have to break down the Wendy's menu this week. Oh, do we do Wendy's already?
I don't think we have. I guess this is a good time to do the Wendy's.
That's one that everyone posts. So I did that one. I like that, and then I also go to Jersey Mike's and get it. A sub in a tub.
The Unwich?
The sub in a tub. No, that's Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's does the Unwich, yeah. We sub still have to tub. Do that. We still have to do all these. These will all be in our upcoming episodes. Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's.
What's a sub in a tub?
It's basically, they fold it up exactly like it is in a sandwich, but... Uh-huh. They like prepare it that way, but it's on like lettuce.
That sounds dope.
It's basically everything without bread. And then they cut it.
I wanna try that Baconator. What do you just get? The meat patty with cheese and bacon with mayo and
lettuce? Well, I don't like mayo, so I don't eat it, but I see the Baconator without ketchup and mayo and with a lettuce wrap.
Oh damn, that sounds hella bomb.
It is hella bomb, especially like when it's you want to like eat out and it's for keto and you want something quick. That way you don't like mess up and eat.
Yes. Yeah. Do they put it in a bowl or do they just wrap it?
They put it in a, like one of those salad container
things. Oh, see. Okay. Yeah.
But it's not chopped up salad. Cause if it was like a salad, I probably wouldn't eat it.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
And what's your advice? What is the one thing that was hard for you to give up before you started
pizza
keto?
Popcorn.
Pizza. I knew you were gonna say pizza. Have you made the keto pizza with just the cheese and just cheese crust?
No, I haven't done. Oh, you know what I did? I bought the cauliflower crust and made sure it was one that didn't have like some hidden carbs in there or whatever. It was like, I think it was like 3 net carbs. And I've also eaten real good food. It's a chicken breast.
You told me about that. I'll post up my keto pizza tomorrow. It's so bomb. I mean, you won't even notice the bread's not even there. It's so easy to make.
Give me some.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We should have a keto dinner.
One of these days.
And what's your crust made out of?
She had chicken breasts.
The one you just made.
Oh, yeah. It's just mozzarella cheese with two eggs, and that's it. It was, and you mix that together, and that's your base for the crust, and you bake it first. I'll post it up tomorrow.
You use mozzarella cheese, not Parmesan, or?
I'm sorry. It could be Parmesan cheese. I'll have to look at the recipe. It's been since last week. So, yeah, I think it is Parmesan cheese. I did the Kraft Parmesan cheese with, like, two eggs. And then it comes out in, like, a sticky substance, like bread. Mm. You just flatten it on a parchment paper and then just bake it for, like, 10, 15 minutes. And that's the crust. And then you put your, pizza sauce, low-sugar pizza sauce, and then put as much cheese and whatever meats you want and then bake it.
Yep. Jeff got disconnected there. But he'll okay. Be back. It just happens. His phone is kind of ghetto. But sometimes I'll just lay out. See, that's good that he uses the eggs, because like just using the Parmesan cheese, the shredded cheese, I'll use that as a crust. I've only done it once, and I was like, oh damn, this is perfect. So, but actually, the egg helps it maybe keep it together a little bit, and it's probably a little bit softer too. So
I don't believe Jeff. I think he needs to make it for us to try it. There he is.
Eileen's calling you out. Basically, she says that you need to basically make it so that we could try it, and then
because I don't believe it.
I will.
But that's pretty good. Just two ingredients for the crust, though, huh?
Yep. Two ingredients. That's it. But I'll make it. We'll have a little keto party one of these days.
So have you tried, do you ever eat any of those like keto products that are like any of those low carb, basically, you know, like fat bread or any of those sort of items that have, it's like carbs but they don't have carbs in them, you know, so it's like the fake,
like a fat head dome.
Yes, and stuff like that, or any of those products, any of those like keto type products.
I think Jeff, like my sister's husband, made it before, which was good. Okay. Yeah, good. I'm like so quick about things; it's really hard to. I don't have time to like make it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's why I see a lot of these. That's another good point. I see a lot of people's posts on Instagram of all these amazing recipes, and I'm like, man, I ain't got time for that, you know. Yeah. It's like when I'm starving too, it's like after a long fast, the last thing I want to do is spend an hour in the kitchen making something, you know. It's like it's got to be like microwavable almost for me, you know, or at least turn on the pan and then, you know, fry something up real quick. But other than that, it's like I get it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
let me see. Yeah, it's good. Well, that's good. So everything's going good. And how's your sister and Jeff been doing? Have they noticed much improvements and stuff? Are they still sticking with it?
They're like on and off too. I feel like like when Jeff cooks, it's pretty good. Like today, I cooked everybody breakfast, like to eat for dinner, because I don't ever eat breakfast. So we actually had cauliflower rice. And bacon and eggs.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's easy. And corned beef. I think my brother made corned beef. But yeah, we just ate that. And it was, cauliflower rice is like a good substitute because it's kind of like you're eating rice too.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, hey, well, thank you so much for doing this here. Before we go, do you have any shout outs or any plugs? You want to tell everyone about your business that you do?
Sure. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Lux Artistry Seattle. That's usually how I spend most of my life, is working for my company, which is a freelance company for hair and makeup. Also do brows and lashes.
Nice. She's
dope.
Can you spell that out? Can you spell that out for our listeners?
Sure. It's LuxeArtistry Seattle.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And Also, lastly, what advice would you give to anyone starting a ketogenic diet? If they're starting out, this I remember you were in June. If you could go back, what kind of advice would you give to someone starting the diet or lifestyle?
Plan out your meals. Plan them out. Put them into the Carb Manager app. That way you stick to it. So you have it all written down, and then you already know what you need to eat, so you don't rear off of it.
Planning. Planning is key. Mm. Planning is key.
Fail to plan. Fail. That's what they say.
Do you have, just randomly, when's the next time you plan on having like a cheat day, by the way?
I probably September 8th because I'm going to go to a wedding.
Perfect. See how she did that? See how she did that? Planned ahead. So she knows. Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's exactly how, because people always say, hey, you know, it's like, I can't give up this. I can't give up that. It's like, man, just save it for certain days and then enjoy it that day. So
Go back right to
don't feel guilty about it, don't feel bad, don't feel, just enjoy like all those things that you remember about it, but then yeah, just come back on and, you know, just get back on and then keep plugging away. So that's awesome. Nope, that's it. That's all I had too. So I just want to say thank you, Eileen.
Yeah. Thanks, Eileen.
Lux Artistry Seattle, go follow her. Get your hair did, makeup done, and yeah, thank you for taking time out before your workouts and all that good stuff. So,
for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
For this part of the podcast, we're going to use real world situations
where you go out to eat with your friends and family that are not necessarily doing keto. So listen to what we, the Keto Island Boys, would order.
All right. So
welcome back.
Welcome back. That was a great interview with Eileen. And because of her interview, we are going to be looking at the Wendy's.
Oh, no, man. She brought up Wendy's Baconator. I was like, okay. Yeah. We haven't done Wendy's yet.
We're doing Wendy's right now. Yeah. So hopefully everyone has a Wendy's out in their neck of the woods. But
hey, if you don't, then yeah, too bad.
So the Wendy's menu, and did you get to take a look at
it? I did. I did.
And
I didn't really have to look. I already, from what she was saying, I was like, dude, Baconator. I've seen the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Baconator, and I've always said to myself, and I still have yet to go to Jack in the Box and get a double ultimate, which is why, like I was saying in the in before, if I could just get a week of just going fast food for the whole week, maybe 2 weeks, then I could get all these things that I wanted to order out of my system, because I wanted to order the double bacon cheeseburger. Mm-hmm, I want the Baconator. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, maybe I should just go back.
You're gonna go. You're gonna do a week of our food cast, or food podcast.
Go Panda Express 1 week.
Order it all and see how
go to Denny's 1 week. One day, you know, I might do that. Save my budget. Make sure I don't have any groceries or anything that's perishable in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And then just kind of go. Yeah, just kind of keep going. You know, do it for a whole week and just eat fast food. And then
I think
the same thing with the fast. The same thing with the week long fast. Weigh myself before, and then weigh myself that week after. I would still do probably one meal a day just for dinner, and then just have it be. I feel like sometimes I get so hungry, like I might have to do like order like two Baconators or something like that. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I always say that. And when it's time to eat, it's crazy how fast I get full.
So what did you think? What did you like on the menu? So what keto, as the Keto Island Boy would order.
So yeah, like with Eileen's suggestion, or maybe not suggestion, brainwashing, however you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Definitely a Baconator. And then for side, I'll probably do the 6 nuggets. You know, with like ranch or blue cheese or whatever type of nice thick sauce that they have. And then, you know, probably polish it up with the Diet Coke. So
that sounds good. What about you? I saw the I'll do the Baconator as well.
Dude, got to.
No bun, right? Baconator, no bun. Yeah, and,
I'll forget to mention that. No bun, yeah, obviously.
And the Baconator, let me just describe it. It's to the carnivores. It comes with 2 quarter-pound patties with 6 strips of bacon and 2 slices of American cheese.
Damn. I love American cheese.
Man, the way that they show this picture online, good. Then I would... If I didn't order that, I would order the Southwest avocado chicken salad, and the salads at Wendy's are pretty fresh and they're pretty big. And this one here has everything you'd want on a keto salad. It has smoked bacon, it has grilled chicken as the base, pepper jack cheese. It has a Southwest ranch that has a mild kick to it.
Nice,
and it has a couple scoops of avocado.
Dude, that's like the perfect keto salad. Yeah. Just got to make sure that they don't add croutons or...
Right. It doesn't look like there's croutons on this. And when I check the nutrition facts on this one here, the Southwest avocado chicken salad has a total of 18 grams of carbs. It's not too bad. And 7 grams of sugar. So it's a little bit higher than you'd want. But I mean, if you're going to be at that spot and you're going to make the best choice you can for a salad and as big as it is, that's what I definitely would probably order. Yeah.
What about pre-keto Jeff?
Pre-keto Jeff. Here's what pre-keto Jeff, he would just roll in his Honda Accord, 1990 Honda Accord back in the day. And he would
roll up. That's the last time he went to Wendy's?
No, that's my fondest memory of what I'd always
say. Oh, yeah.
And when I'd roll up to the window, I would ask for the Baconator with a large fries and small frosty and a 4-piece chicken McNugget. And looking at all that, I calculated it was about 190 grams of carbs in that. And those frosty? Meals are with the frosty, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I think that would probably kick you out of ketosis and probably do your carb amount for the full week total. So how about you, pre-keto Heinz?
Pre-keto Heinz, like if I was
just hungry, just like didn't know about keto and just went to the fast food window.
Oh, yeah, I would have got 3 double stacks. I'm not
playing. I know.
I would get three double stacks, and then I would probably.
What's in a double stack?
It's in the burger page, but it's like basically
2 patties.
Yeah, but it's small. It's like the smallest burger that they have, right? Okay. That has 2 patties.
The 99-cent ones? Are those the big?
Yeah. Or... Well, I don't know if they are anymore. Oh, okay. But what's crazy is the fact that they still have it on their menu. Because I remember I used to order like that. You're right. Back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like double stacks have been around for a minute. So that used to be one of my go-tos for sure. Get like three or four of those. And then have like, I'll probably get like a large fry. Mm-hmm. Looking at this menu though, I would probably get the large fry with the bacon. They have the bacon and cheese on the fries.
Yeah.
And then you're right. I do have memories of I would always get a frosty whenever I go to Wendy's too. So
Frosties are the best.
Dude, they're hella bomb.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And then probably a Sprite with all of that too. So I'll probably get the combo meal with the frosty on the side and just have
instant diabetes.
Yeah. But it's crazy. I mean, we could still go. You just got to cut out like a lot of that stuff. So, you know, but that's as simple as it is though. It's just like just knowing how to order something different. You can still enjoy some of these really good foods. You just won't get that sweetness, you know? So
that's the end of episode 009. Just remember to send us your questions or feedback about the podcast, you know, what you liked or didn't like. And, you know, follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Keto Island Boys.
Yep, at Keto Island Boys, yeah.
Yeah, so, and make sure to hit that subscribe button to the podcast so you can hear our latest updates and support.
And just another thank you. I can't say enough thank yous. We finally hit 1,000 listeners last week, and we're so thankful for that. And just keep on keeping on with, you know, diet, with, you know, what you're eating, planning your days out, planning your weeks out, planning your cheat meals out, and planning when you're going to listen to the next Keto Island Boys podcast. So we just thank you so much. I also wanted to give a heads up on the artist that was featured at the beginning of our interview, and we're about to end with this too. His name is Fia. He'll actually be in the area in Tacoma at Jazz Bones on Friday, September 7th. So if you want tickets to that, you can just go to jazzbones.com and you can come see this artist, this local artist here in the TAC, in the 253. So
And also, you know, if you guys are listening, you just kind of want us to publish every week and, you know, hear me and Hines talk about keto and breaking down menus, please consider a donation to the Keto Island Boys. You know, just a couple bucks, just like a cup of coffee, yes. You know, just say, hey, here, Hines, let's have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. You know, we'll give our supporters priority at, like, being a guest on future episodes, and we'll definitely give shout outs to your business or, you know, to you on the podcast. So yeah, just one way to help us continue this podcast every week.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this too is we'd like to somehow expand. So like we're looking into, you know, doing more with our social media and possibly getting advertisement on those social media those social media networks and stuff. So, I mean, we just want to get this information out to as many people as we can. And, you know, we're called Keto Island Boys because we love to reach out to our own people. But, man, this is for everybody. Yeah. Like, you know, the whole world, the number one killer in the world is heart disease in the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like eating this way could definitely help combat it. And so, you know, anything that you wish to donate, and you could donate right inside the Anchor website or your Anchor app. But yeah, it's just, you know, we're basically trying to, you know, get the word out to everybody. So, because we feel like this is something that can dramatically save death rates, hospital bills, you know, potentially deaths, you know, disease. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. You know, that's how we feel. Like, if you don't feel that way, that's fine. You don't have to donate, but right. Yeah, just feel free to, you know, help donate to the cause. Cause that's basically, we're going to use that money right back and use it right back into growing this podcast and trying to get people to, you know, listen about the dangers of sugar. So, and carbohydrates and excessive carbohydrates. So,
well, hey, well, that's all for now. Everyone have a great weekend and happy Labor Day. We can sit down and just wind down and speak of all the many reasons why we stick around. Really all I want from you is just to love me. Love me a little more tonight. Say that your heart belongs to me. Cause my heart is yearning for you. Baby, I'm forever loving you.